Hey everyone, welcome to another wonderful podcast of IT, a Jamaican Weekly Perspective. Now, last week we had taken a look at what was AI engineering, and this week we are going to be looking at cybersecurity mesh. Now, cybersecurity mesh along with AI engineering forms part of the whole IT trends for 2021. So I know I'd started this series of stuff further up in the year, but I got sidetracked with some other things that I was speaking about and things that I considered rather important, including the podcast I did right before What is AI Engineering? And that podcast was about digital currency. And I spoke about somewhat like, you know, programming languages that you should learn in 2021 and IT certifications you should have in 2021, things like that I thought was really important to persons who, you know, want to know more about IT, that sort of a thing. But as I said, we are continuing with our IT trends topics for 2021, and tonight it's all about cybersecurity mesh. Now, we're going to have our introduction as usual, and we're going to ask the question, what is cybersecurity mesh, and answer it. The goal, what is the goal of cybersecurity mesh? How will it affect IT? And we'll have a summary. This podcast, my listeners, it won't be a long one. All right. But let's get into the meat of the matter. And without further ado, introduction. So, as hackers continue to find innovative ways to exploit vulnerabilities, IT security needs to become more modular. The last few years has witnessed a dramatic expansion in the number and complexity of devices and processes connected to the Internet, collectively known as the Internet of Things, which we spoke about in our IT trends for 2020. With a proliferation of devices and activities on the Internet, the number of potential access points for hackers to steal data has increased too. As the security of an IT system is only as strong as its weakest link, this situation has produced the need for a new approach to IT security. This is one of the key reasons that global research and advisory firm and major authority on technology, Gartner, has included the cybersecurity mesh as one of its major tech trends for 2021. What is the cybersecurity mesh? Well, as with many nascent IT concepts, its definition is neither simple nor precise, and instead refers to integrating security in a horizontal distributed approach to a network rather than a traditional top-bottom, all-encompassing approach. While confidential computing relates more to the security surrounding sensitive data processing, a cybersecurity mesh is a broader concept that involves a wider network of nodes. More specifically, a cybersecurity mesh involves designing and implementing an IT security infrastructure that does not focus on building a single perimeter around all devices or nodes of an IT network, but instead establishes smaller individual perimeters around each access point. Right? So basically what they are saying is that instead of having the security around the nodes on the network, you actually have the security around the access point of the network. Okay. So in this way, a mesh can be viewed as a centralization of IT security policy and a distribution of the policy's enforcement. Ideally, a cybersecurity mesh can establish a more robust, flexible, and modular approach to network security by ensuring that each node has its own perimeter. This allows IT network managers to better maintain and keep track of differentiated levels of access to different parts of a given network, and to prevent hackers from exploiting a given node's weakness in order to access the broader network. What is the goal? The goal is to ensure that each access point security can be effectively managed from a centralized point of authority. While not providing access to the broader network, should a breach occur on a given node? All right. How will it affect IT? Up until recently, most approaches to IT security have involved creating walled cities around a network. Password-protected perimeters used to essentially allow devices access to the whole network, with permission levels managed internally within the network. A cybersecurity mesh approach involves a complete reconfiguration of this approach to IT security and can be more successfully attained if it's integrated during the actual development process of a network or a platform. For companies employing customized software or a website for employee management and the communication and or customer interaction, minimizing the risk of any given user's device or access point being hacked and compromising the broader company network is of paramount importance. All right, so basically what they're saying is that how we visualize IT security, cybersecurity mesh security takes it to a different level. It actually we'll have to relearn a different way how to put in this type of security. That's what I'm looking, the words I'm looking for, to actually implement this type of security. Very interesting. However, as this approach relates to a fundamental IT security architecture that is best not applied as an afterthought, the developer team involved in creating the underlying network will be best off integrated a cybersecurity mesh during the architectural design of the network. Similarly, companies should ask if their chosen developer team about establishing a cybersecurity mesh for their IT project during the planning stage to ensure that the developer team takes active steps to mitigate cybersecurity threats on their own networks. Summary is a cybersecurity mesh is a distributed architectural approach to scalable, flexible, and reliable cybersecurity control. This growing vital security trend comes as more and more assets are now existing outside the traditional security perimeter. Now, let's stick up in here. The reason why they are saying that is that in this whole pandemic, we are in a hybrid situation where persons are working at home and persons are working at work. A lot of persons working at home actually have assets that belong to the company. So really and truly, they are now existing, those assets are more existing outside the traditional security perimeter, which is at work. So in order to facilitate persons working at home, security has to be part of the whole situation when they log in. Yeah, you know, when they access the network at work. And that is where implementing a cybersecurity mesh scenario could be a valuable thing to a company. All right. So a strong cybersecurity mesh also allows for a security perimeter to be defined around the identity of a person or a thing. This security strategy enables a more modular, responsive security approach by centralizing policy orchestration and distributing policy enforcement. As perimeter protection becomes less meaningful in 2021, the security approach of a walled city will evolve to meet the modern cybersecurity needs of every business. All right, so this podcast was a short one, really, but it was just giving you an idea that this new thing about cybersecurity mesh, and it's really an encompassing way of setting up a new type of security platform for, the different for companies on a whole. So instead of securing, as they said, the nodes that are on the network. So instead of the whole idea is to secure the laptop, you are securing what the laptop is. You are securing what the laptop is going to connect to come into the network, into the company's network. Right. So I would hazard a bet that it's going to be around, say, the firewalls. It's going to be around, security is going to be set up around the firewalls. Security is going to be set up around, well, stronger security is going to be set up around the firewalls. Security is going to be set up around the switches. But how it is actually going to be implemented, I would really like to do a podcast on that in the future to see, okay, how do we implement a cybersecurity mesh? So I promise my listeners that I will actually do, since cybersecurity mesh is something new for 2021, I didn't find any information on that just yet. But I'll follow up on this and do another podcast to see how this can be implemented, because I know that it's just not enough to say, okay, it exists on it out there. Have at it. No, but I need to explain to you guys how it is implemented so that persons can actually take advantage, if needs be, of this emerging technology. All right, so I hope this one it was of benefit to everyone and our listeners. All right. And we have come now to the end of the podcast. So as I always say, technology is there for everyone. Make sure that we use it as best as you can. So this is IT, a Jamaican Weekly Perspective, signing out for another time. Have a wonderful night. Good night.